I really want to exercise, but I really want to sleep in. I really should go to the gym, but I really want to watch this movie. I really should eat healthy food, but that takeaway food smells so good. I really should save some money to save for my future. But those new shoes, I really need those new shoes. They look so hot on me. I really should study. I really should get more knowledge. I really should be learning. I really should be completing my education so that I can fast forward my career path. I can have a successful business. But there's a party to go to, or there's a holiday to go on, or there's a social event. And we have an argument inside our head on a regular basis about what we should and what we shouldn't do. Interestingly, I think we know what is the right thing to do, but often the right thing is not the easy thing. So we either end up doing no thing because we're arguing with ourselves the whole time, or we go with the easy pleasure. So it's much easier to get pleasure immediately from a great burger or a fun movie or a social event or a new pair of shoes or a quick fling with somebody really sexy. And even though our headspace is, no, you probably shouldn't do that, there's better things you could be doing with your life, we often go with the short-term pleasure. Well, I've just discovered, I think, my new favourite quote. I've always believed that the definition of discipline is simply do what you should do, so the right thing to do, when you should do it, so not tomorrow, do it today, even if you don't feel like it. So even if you're tired, even if you want to be watching television, even if you're hungry, even if people are telling you come to the party, you do the right thing, even if you don't feel like it, because you know it's in the long term, it's going to give you the best results possible. However, we forget the next bit. So we go to the party, or we get drunk, or we eat the Kentucky Fried Chicken, or we buy the new pair of shoes, or we have the fling. What happens afterwards? So you're leaving the party and you are either out of control because you're drunk, or you can't get home because you can't drive because you're drunk, or you think about the time that you were at the party and who are the people that you were with and did they add value to your life and were they respectful of you and are these the kind of people that are going to bring your life or take your life forward or hold you down? It's an interesting headspace if you start analysing the people that you invest time with. After you've eaten a delicious takeaway meal or a big piece of cake, or you've eaten a big bag of lollies at the movies or some popcorn and you thoroughly enjoyed it while you were there, but when you get home, before you go to bed and you're standing naked in front of the mirror, how many times can you eat the bag of lollies? How many times can you eat all the popcorn? How many times can you choose a takeaway meal before it shows up somewhere on your body in squidgy bits? But more importantly, how do you feel? Do you ever feel really energetic and excited and full of energy and want to get going when you've just had a big takeaway meal, or you've drunk too much, or you've eaten a big bag of lollies? And usually we either feel sick or guilty or yucky, or why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. So the short-term pleasure, the beautiful smell of the Kentucky Fried Chicken, we eat it, and then there's a consequence. We either feel sick or fat or guilty or bad. So it's an interesting thing. If you have a look at that word discipline, which is do what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it, I've just heard a great new definition and I really like it. Could discipline be foregoing short-term pleasure for long-term self-respect? Now, we all love short-term pleasure, but if you analyse every short-term pleasure you've ever had, usually there's a downside. You either, and I love that word respect, do you feel really respectful of your own body when you've shoved it full of crappy food? Do you feel really respectful of yourself as a human being when you've shoved your body full of alcohol or drugs? Do you really feel respectful of yourself if you waste all of your money and you have no money to invest in your future, in your new home, in getting a new car because your one's broken, in setting an example for your children? And I always bring children into this because as a parent, if you are constantly going for the short-term pleasure of the alcohol, the drugs, the food, the gambling, the affairs even, what happens to your long-term self-respect? And that's not a question for me to answer for you, and it certainly isn't a question for you to answer for me. I ask myself that question now every day. Is what I'm doing right now leading me towards long-term self-respect? If I do this thing, how will I feel afterwards, and how will it affect my life tomorrow, in a month's time, in a year's time? And if I keep doing this every day, every month, every year, what will happen? If I keep eating this way, keep drinking this way, keep wasting my money this way, keep spending time or wasting time with these kinds of people, what will happen to my life? What will happen to how I feel about myself, my self-respect? So it's an interesting question now to ask. And you don't, of course, don't have to ask the question. I'm just sharing with you this great new quote that I've got, and I'm really excited about it because it's had a massive effect on my life. Before I do anything now, the question is, this is a short-term pleasure, but what will the long-term effect on my life be, and how will I feel about myself when I do it? Could self-discipline be foregoing short-term pleasure for long-term self-respect? Now, I'm also fully aware of balance. I'm fully aware of fun. I'm fully aware of having great times and really enjoying your life. And obviously, that's what life's all about. We don't know if we're going to die tomorrow or in 100 years' time. So how do you want to live your life? And being fanatical and never having any fun and never doing the things that are really exciting to you is, of course, not a way to live. However, there's this great word called moderation, and I normally don't like it because it's somewhere between hot and cold. However, there's a big difference between having a couple of glasses of wine and getting drunk. There's a big difference between having a couple of pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken and eating the whole bucket. There's a big difference between buying a new pair of shoes because it makes you feel excited to wear those shoes with your new dress, then every time you go shopping, you waste the money that you should be investing into your future, into your children's education, into your own education, into your quality of life. You waste money on things that have no value in the long term. So it's a great question to ask, and I'm doing it every day. Is what I'm doing right now a short-term pleasure, yes or no? What is the consequence if I do this thing, buy this thing, eat this thing, drink this thing, go to this place, be with these people? And in the long term, will I respect myself? If I look back over this situation, if I look back at this meal tomorrow, will I be proud of it? If I look back over this party that I went to, this these people that I had alcoholic drinks with, these people that I took drugs with, whatever it is that you do, when you look back at your life tomorrow, will you be proud of what you did yesterday, or will you be embarrassed about what you did yesterday? And of course, if you get into the habit of being embarrassed, if you get into the habit of being ashamed, if you get into the habit of feeling guilty about what you did yesterday, which of course you can't change what you did yesterday, but if you look back on your life and you are uncomfortable, guilty, ashamed of what you did, then could it be a great day to say, from this day forward, I'm going to have a look at everything that I do, and I'm going to ask myself this question: is this a short-term pleasure? What's the consequence of me doing this? And in the long term, will I respect myself for doing this, eating this, drinking this, going here, being with these people? What an interesting analyzation of your life. If you are really happy, if you are financially free, if you have a career that you love, you're in great relationships and you love your life, then all of this is ridiculous. But if you really want to have a life that most people think is impossible, most people say to me every day, Rowie, be realistic. You can't be healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love or a successful business, have great relationships and be financially free. It's just not possible to have all of those things going. Well, of course it is possible, and you get to choose. So if you're already there, congratulations, and it doesn't matter what you do because obviously what you do is working. But if any time in your life you think to yourself, I wish I was in better shape, I wish that I had a better job, I wish I earned more money, I wish that I had a savings plan for my future, I wish I was setting a better example for my kids so that they could look at my life and say, I want to be like my mum or my dad. If you've ever said to yourself, I wish that I could get out of this disrespectful relationship because this person treats me terribly or these people are really rude to me. If you have ever said that about your life, then could those questions be really appropriate on a fairly regular basis? Is this a short-term pleasure? What's the consequence? And when I look back over this, will I be really proud of what I've done, or will I be embarrassed or ashamed?